This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
She entered wearing all black, as if on her way to a funeral. The loose-fitting, plain black clothing draping from her shoulders to her toes suggested the modesty of a nun.
A delicately beautiful face and a body that could melt a cheese sandwich from across the room. And breasts that seemed to say, hey, look at these. She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But the cross-exam, boy, her responses were disastrous.
I'm so numb. I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
That's a big deal. When the witness hates the person whose liberty is at stake, that's a big damn deal.
She was trying to get Trump. I actually thought there was a motive there. She said she hates him. She said she'd like to see him in prison. I think she was purposely throwing out this stuff to make sure the jury were prejudiced, particularly the women jurors, but probably half of the men too.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 774 says, tell the father of the five-year-old to contact Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Excellent organization to help with all things homeschooling and parental rights. 844-500-4242-339. You should see if you can get free coffee at one of the illegal alien hotels. No thanks. No thanks. I can afford to buy my own. All right. By the way, we have a couple of good cheap bastard deals going this afternoon. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine, the great Italian restaurant on Congress Street, where I was born, where Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was born, where they have great eggplant parmesan. Those are $50 gift certificates for $25. We also have Aviva Trattoria. It's the great Italian chain in Massachusetts and I think New Hampshire now. And that's where we're having Grace's birthday party on May 31st. Come on down. It's in Hanover, Grace's birthday party, May 31st. And get your reservations now. Anyone who spends more than $20 at Grace's, at Aviva Trattoria, will get a free copy of Paperboy. Read all about it. My new book. And here's the thing about Aviva Trattoria. I'm holding up a gift card right now on the social media. It's a gift card that's not only good for Aviva Trattoria, it's good for the 110 Grill. So a lot of people get disappointed when they don't get a 110 Grill gift card. But we have a lot of them today. We've sold a ton of them already, but there are some left. So get on board right now. You can get just if you buy the gift card to Aviva Trattoria, it's also good at the 110 Grill. And again, check out Maria's Ristorante as well if you're going to Portland.
Where'd you swipe that gift card from?
The mailroom manager just gave it to me.
She's just giving out gift cards?
No, she gave it to me. This is a prop.
I've got to make
it. It's got to go. It's
got to
go back.
We've got to ensure that safe return of that gift card.
It's wearing. You'll notice it's wearing an ankle bracelet.
My eyes are not leaving it.
So she can track it down after the segment is over. But here it is. 844-500-4242. No, I didn't make off with it. She gave it to me as a prop. 844-500-4242. 781, Howie, a nice thunderstorm is moving across the state. You should visit the Jihadi Jamborees in Boston and give them a much-needed bath. You know, I just heard that. Boy, that was an amazingly loud clap of thunder. I could hear Roscoe whimpering and going under a table. Even I could feel it. I could feel his fear and trembling. I can only imagine those rotten hippies at MIT and in Harvard Yard and everywhere else. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Sure, cancel the exams. and then wait 3 years until the night before commencement to point out to them that they're not graduating because they never took the exam. Ah, they'll have forgotten all about it.
Dream on. Dream on. I remember, though, when they canceled exams at UNC in 1970, and I said, this is great. Looked at my, I was thinking, I'm gonna have a 3.8 for this semester. Four A's and a B. I don't think I would have lasted if I had to go through the exams. And I still remember it all these years later. I don't think the kids today will remember that long, because they have such a more powerful type of weed than was available in North Carolina in 1970.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Christy Noem, Taylor Cormier, Catherine Gregg's sister. Name three people who should never dog sit Roscoe.
You ain't kidding. Yeah, in case you don't know who Catherine Gregg's sister was, their twin sister, when they went on the lam, she and Whitey, they gave the two miniature French poodles, little beautiful black French poodles. They looked exactly like Frisky to Catherine Gregg's sister-in-law. She put them down. She put them down.
You wouldn't trust me?
You weren't speaking very highly of canines.
Roscoe's okay. He's one of the good
He's
ones.
He's okay. He's black like those French poodles that she put down. Nikki and Gigi were their names. And by the way, and she would blame the feds because they got her on a pen register. She was taking calls from her sister who was on the lam. And so she was sentenced to house arrest. So I guess she claimed she couldn't keep the dog. She couldn't keep the dogs, take them out for walks and take care of them. So sorry, Nikki. Sorry, Gigi.
I guess I don't have a problem so much with dogs as I do with dog people who regard their dogs as God.
Do you think Nikki and Gigi should have been put down?
What was the matter with them?
She couldn't take them out because she was under house arrest.
No, they shouldn't have been put down.
Yeah. You've never seen the pictures of
unless they
Catherine
were going to squeal.
And... they weren't rats. They were dogs. Miniature poodles. You've never seen the pictures of
I've seen some dogs
Whitey.
That are very similar looking
Whitey,
to rats.
Whitey and Catherine used to walk them around out on Castle Island. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jake Rooney's on the Curve in Harwich Port. Open year-round with seasonal favorites. For family fun, food, and entertainment, it's Jake Rooney's in Harwich Port, the exclusive home of the Stone Grill Diner. Dinner. Online at jakerooneys.com. 339 says, send some body wash and loofahs to Harvard Yard. They would come in handy right about now. It's going to be, kids, it's going to be worse than the sprinklers, man. But get your weed undercover, man.
Joe Biden wants to know if Governor Hochul thinks that Bronx children are as bright and as talented as white children.
Boy, is she stupid. That's as dumb as anything Biden has ever said. But then she's probably as dumb as anything as Biden or Kamala Harris.
Stop the gaveling. Who's gaveling? Stop the gaveling. And get me makeup. I look like crap.
Is that a prop card the same way Baldwin had a prop card? Yeah, this is a prop card, but it's also it also could be used. Although I'm never going to find out about it.
It does have a cash value on it.
It's good. It again, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, and the Aviva Trattoria gift cards are also good to the 110 Grill. And don't forget Maria's Ristorante while you're there.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie issued a statement opposing anti-Semitism and hunger strikes.
Yeah, whatever else you say about Christie, he's never been involved in a hunger strike. And, I bet if he were still the governor of New Jersey, if called upon, he would be willing to use his state police car to make an emergency delivery to to the Tiger Inn or wherever they're wherever the hippies on the Princeton campus are hanging out today.
Best thing to do with these hunger strike Nazis, get a bunch of friends and get some Kentucky Fried Chicken and pizza and go there and stand in front of them and eat it and just go, delicious.
You got to play that cut again, Taylor. It's so heartwarming. Okay, we don't have time. Okay, we'll take it in a little bit. We'll play the cut again.
Just when you thought this judge couldn't get any worse, now he's warning Trump that he had better not curse. This trial's a zoo led by a kangaroo, and everything he's done so far has been perverse.
Yeah. You know, I hope he's done something wrong, and I hope it's easy to figure out, and I hope they can go after him. If they can go after Trump, you know, it's all bets are off if Trump gets back in. You know, we just want to be treated, we just want the Democrats to be treated like Republicans. That's all.
The way Lawrence O'Donnell was describing Stormy Daniels in court today, I got the impression that he watches a lot of her movies over and over and over again.
Officer Mark said, you know, there is a subgenre known as nun porn. I'm not familiar with it. But it did sound like he was familiar with that certain type of film that comes out of the San Fernando Valley.
Owie, Donald Wright calling, huh? I can't believe you're railing against those young whippersnappers protests when you yourself did the same thing when we were at Deerfield. You and that whip Johnny Gunther were always protesting against mandatory sports because you got headaches. We wanted to throw Goiter Gunther and Howard the Coward into the Deerfield River, but alas, you were always shouting your yearbook quote, I'm telling, you nebby-pimpy milksop.
None of that is true. We did both go to Deerfield Academy, but we were not contemporaries, to say the very least. He's like over 90 now, the former lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth.
Hey, RFK Jr., that's why you don't eat the worm at the bottom of the bottle of tequila.
You know, I don't think he's a bad guy now, but he had a very troubled childhood and young adulthood. And I think that the fact that he was, you know, having brain fog and losing his memory, it probably the first cause you wouldn't associate with a worm inside his brain. You would associate it with, well, you know, he goes to a 12-step program now to deal with what he was doing back then.
I trust the Canton police about as much as I trust OJ. Well, at least one of them knew how to find the real killer.
Yeah, I was surprised the Canton police didn't do better in yesterday's poll as the organization you least trust. I think it's just the trial is still in its early stages. It would be different in 3 or 4 weeks.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line, we have one of those with all the messages we didn't have room or time for. It's called Chop Chumps, and it's posted every weekday evening around 7 p.m. Eastern, where get your Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jake Rooney's on the Curve in Harwichport. Open year-round with seasonal favorites. For family, fun, food, and entertainment, it's Jake Rooney's in Harwichport, the exclusive home of the Stone Grill Dinner. Online at jakerooneys.com.
Hey, RFK Jr., that's why you don't eat the worm at the bottom of the bottle of tequila.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you know that between hosting a four-hour radio show, multiple media hits, political advocacy, and walking Roscoe the Wonder Pug,
I call it a dog,
Howie still finds time to write three columns a week?
Oh, wow.
Read his latest at HowieCarrShow.com.
He's Howie Carr.
This one? One left, Viva Trattoria. But there's still plenty of Maria's Ristorante. They only got one location, but it's a great, great location in Portland, Maine. Check it out at HowieCarrShow.com. Howie, sold out. We're now sold out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But again, Maria's Ristorante. It's a great, great place. Wish I had some right now. Wish I had some sauce right now, actually. We're all out of that, too.
Are you sure? There's not still some on the shelf in there?
There may be one left. It's the hot sauce.
It's good.
Well, I'm giving you the hot sauce then.
I think I've already got a couple at home.
I want a sweet. I like this. I prefer the sweet sauce. But anyway, it's all great. Everything at Maria's Restaurante is great. Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what's the best description of a pro-Nazi college boy riot on campus? A Sharia shindig, a fatwa festival, Hezbollah hullabaloo, jihad jamboree, hippie hootenanny, Rafa Rush Week, Arab Spring Break, or Gaza Gala?
I'm going to go with Jihad Jamboree, still with it. But Halal Baloo is pretty damn good, and Allah Palooza.
You've already used Hullabaloo. You can't use it in another one.
But it's halal. I mean, I'm just saying that those are good. Those are good write-in candidates here late.
About Halal Hoedown.
That's good, too. They're all good. Again, there are no wrong answers here. Go ahead. So what's winning?
39% say Jihad Jamboree, 17% say Arab Spring Break, and 12% for Hezbollah Hullabaloo.
All right. 844-500-4242. Marcy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marcy.
Oh, hi, Howie. I just wanted to encourage parents to give homeschooling a shot. All they have to do is to start is to just I would encourage them to get in contact with their local homeschoolers group, and because it's very flexible. You know, your kids are not at your house necessarily every day or for hours and hours. You cooperate with the other parents, and when my kids were homeschooled, my kids went to one parent's house for math, another parent's house for history on a different day, and science at someone else, and their English at my house, and we had science fairs and field trips, and it was great, and the kids got a way better education, and the college admissions offices know it. I also wanted to suggest a book. There's a book called The Teenage Liberation Handbook, and it really motivates kids to take control of their education, you know, their learning, and it's a good book.
Teenage Liberation Handbook?
The book, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Again, do you worry about the socialization, though? Marcy, we don't have much time left, but do you realize?
No, not at all. They had better socialization because they're with their peers, and they're with all the other homeschoolers all the time. That's better socialization than being in the crowd control institution.
Thanks for the call, Marcy. I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Extravaganza. I like that. That's a good one. There are so many good suggestions today for what to call the hippie encampments. Only today, with the band of thunderstorms moving through New England, we can call them wet. Soaked! This summer I hear the drumming, four soaked in Harvard Square. 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie.
Yes.
I worked over at Boston College back in 1981 there. I was running a shop over there. And the crucifixes came down when the government started putting the tax money into the college.
Really? That's yeah.
That's when they were removed. That's what I was told by a steward who was there like 20 years. He said that that's...
Yeah, but they came back. I mean, I did, because I, you know, my kids went there long. They weren't even born in 1981. You know, they were in every classroom.
Right.
So in other words, the crucifixes have been under pressure of one form or another, whether from the woke faculty or from the government. In 81, that would have been, I guess that would have been with the time the Department of Education had just been founded by, put in place by Jimmy Carter, and Ronald Reagan could never get rid of the Department of Education. He got a lot done, but he could get rid of the Soviet Union, but he couldn't get rid of the Department of Education. What does that tell you about the deep state, Frank?
You're absolutely correct. Yeah.
I never thought about it in those terms before, but there it is, you know?
I was pre-Flutie, so the college didn't have a lot of money. But one of the I was a shop manager there, like, right? And one of the guys there that in the shop, he came in. He was part of the privileged class.
Yes.
You know, and he actually came in an hour later than the 11 other guys that were in my shop. So I asked the steward, I says, like, why does this guy show up an hour later and work an hour after everybody else? I says, I'm on salary. I says, I got to stay an hour after work there every night for this guy. And he said, well, he's part of the protected class, and he could cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I know, Frank. Even back then, there were different rules for different folks. Thanks for the call, Frank. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Howie, according to the Stormy Daniels interview that she did on network television, she said that Trump promised her that a slot on The Apprentice, which I think was the number one show on television at
right.
the time. So that's one reason why she's so bitter, because she's still pole dancing instead of being on network television.
Well, I think Patrick said, according to her testimony, or the way I read it anyway, he said, you'd be a good contestant. You know, like, he couldn't really promise anything. And, you know, even then you would say, yeah, that's probably a long shot to get a hooker on national TV, you know? And then he called her back. According to her testimony, the way I read it, he called her back later and said he couldn't work it out, which probably wasn't in the cards to begin with, Patrick. But yeah, she's angry for any number of reasons. Well, he's called her horse face too, and you know, she said, well, he started it. Yeah, like little kids. 844-500-4242. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. I live in Kenny Bunk. I want to give a big thumbs up for Maria's Restaurante. First thing.
It is a great place.
It's fabulous. The steak stuffed haddock is my favorite.
Yeah.
Anyway, my comment is on the Boy Scouts. They take the word boy out. That's woke. That's DEI.
I know.
And girls can join the Boy Scouts, but if you read further in this whole thing, boys are not allowed to join the Girl Scouts. And the leader of the Girl Scouts said, that's because girls do better by themselves. And all I can think about is if you mix the two, you'd end up with brownies.
Oh, stop it.
That's all I got.
Stop it. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Girls do better with girls. How come that doesn't apply for athletics? How come it's better if you have trans women competing with girls? 844-500-4242. I want to play some of these Biden cuts. He went to Racine, Wisconsin today. And he delivered remarks on his investing in America agenda. Investing in America. It sounds great. And they've destroyed the word investing. You know, investing means public sector squandering money. That's what it means. Cut to.
Liz Shuler, President, I'll say I thank you for all you do for the benefit of the American Union Movement.
What union is that? I'm not familiar.
Liz Shuler, President, I'll say I thank you for all you do for the benefit of the American Union Movement.
LCI. That's a new one on me. I'm an AFTRA-SAG member myself. What does LCI stand for? Cut three.
Haley administration promised a $10 billion investment by Foxconn.
An investment.
$10 investment.
I'm vexed by that word. I've never heard that word before. It's vexing me. Trying to understand it. Cut four.
In just 4 years under his administration, instead of creating 13,000 jobs in Racine, my predecessor and 1,000 manufacturing jobs, rather than creating them, 1,000 manufacturing jobs left Racine. 83,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
$1,700,000,000
Could he have possibly screwed up any more numbers than that? Let's hear that one again.
In just 4 years under his administration, instead of creating 13,000 jobs in Racine, my predecessor and 1,000 manufacturing jobs, rather than creating them, 1,000 manufacturing jobs left Racine. 83,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term.
21 seconds. I counted five screw-ups, maybe more, depending on how you count them, I guess. Cut five.
Microsoft, as the president already pointed out, is investing $3.3 billion to build a new data center here in Racine. That's going to help operate one of the most powerful artificial intelligence systems in the world, and I've gone around the world, literally, not figuratively, meeting with the leading architects of AI.
What could Joe Biden possibly have to discuss if he did, in fact, go literally, not figuratively, around the world with the leading architects of AI? I'm questioning whether or not we should tell the long story of a theology professor who...
We definitely have to, but before we do...
I'll end by telling you another quick story.
We don't know what he really means, or just what he'll say next.
Think about what you think about!
We only know he's a president who's perpetually perplexed.
What the hell's going on here?
It's Mystery Biden Theater 3000.
Two International Depression!
Oh, I guess there's no need to introduce this. It's all going to speak for itself or misspeak for itself. Cut one.
I went to a Catholic high school in Delaware taught by the Norbertine priest from St. Norbert's College. You know, a little team called Green Bay. Now, here's the deal. We were the only high school in Delaware that overwhelmingly rooted for Green Bay. Not a joke, I'll tell you why. Every single Sunday. Not only did they have great teams at the time, I still do, but not only that, my theology professor at the Catholic school I went to was a guy named Riley, last name, and he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and he decided to become a priest before that, so he didn't go. But every single solitary Monday that Green Bay won, we got the last period of the day off. Now, we Catholics call that indirect bribery, but it worked.
That was certainly a fascinating story. How many people do you know that have claimed to have been drafted by a team, or they were almost signed as free agents by a team?
I did create an alternate version of that story.
Okay.
I went to a Catholic high school in Delaware.
Buzzin' Frog, born on the shores of the Urolava River in Rapala.
Taught by the Norbertine priest from St. Norbert's College.
A couple of husky jerks brought me to Slimy Slug, South Dakota, you know, up there by Timberdoodle.
My theology professor is a guy named Riley, last name.
The Zebco brothers, Smithwick and Salty Dog Shrimp.
Same thing.
No, it is. It is. You know what his theology professor's favorite TV show was?
The Life of Riley?
Of course. Of course.
Starring first Jackie Gleason as Riley.
Right. And then William Bendix. 844-500-4242. 978. Carr, we need to fact check Biden on that whole AI thing. If Trump ever gets to debate him, he should ask him exactly who he met. That were leaders in AI from around the world. Yeah. He was drafted after he became a priest, says 860. Yeah. That's a good point, too.
I think he was drafted, then he decided to become a priest.
Okay. Do we have any fact check whether there's anyone named...
Riley, last name. Is last name his last name?
Well, we know where he went to college. I mean, the drafts were more informal than they are now, but we should be able to find out who this guy was, right? I mean, what high school did he teach at? And we know where he went to college, supposedly. I you know, who knows? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Howie Carr is back.
Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the honesty and clarity of Dementia Joe Biden's memory. Biden falsely claims his Catholic school teacher was drafted by Green Bay Packers during a Wisconsin appearance.
Come on, man.
At least he named a team that actually existed when he was in high school. You know, he could have just said he was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. President Biden blurted Wednesday that one of his childhood Catholic school teachers was drafted by the Green Bay Packers, an assertion disproven by a simple check of publicly available NFL records.
These are facts. Check them out.
The facts have only drafted a single person with the last name Riley, any way to spell Riley, since the NFL began its annual college draft in 1936.
Does that include R-Y-L-E-I-G-H?
R-Y.
I've seen it spelled that way. First names, though.
The only guy they've ever drafted is the Packers. Is named Riley is a University of Colorado quarterback, Maurice Tex Riley, in 1947. I'm going to say a guy nicknamed Tex in 1947 is probably not going to end up.
Is it 47 or 37?
It says 40. Well, it says 47, actually. It would say let's see. They may have put this out so fast. It says 47 in the story you printed out for me. But I think someone else is reporting it's 37. His education was interrupted during World War II. This is according to an article in the Denver Post in 2002. Biden previously told a different version of the Packers story, describing how Archmere Academy's headmaster, Father Justin E. Denny, would dismiss students early in celebration of Packers victories. And remember, he was lying about his football career. About how he did in the scoring. He was second in the state in scoring, he said. And turns out he was fifth in the state fifth in his conference. And I'm going to guess that his conference was not the premier football conference, considering it was a Catholic school. That would be my guess. I could be wrong. but I don't think so. 844-500-4242. 774, can you imagine if Trump lied about a man of the cloth? Morning Joe would be talking about it with the racist Reverend Al for 3 days. Yes, exactly. Happy VE Day. Yeah, that's right. Happy VE Day. Yep. This was the end of the war in Europe. Roger, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This has, my story has nothing to do with the Biden babble, but it has to do with education. I went to a Catholic high school in the 70s, and the librarian...
Was your theology teacher drafted by the Packers or the Detroit Lions or the Chicago Bears, perhaps?
Maybe one of the nuns. I don't know. But the librarian, Sister Lucides, would go through the National Geographic with her scissors.
Oh.
And she would... Remember the scantily clad,
yes,
you know, natives and things?
Yes.
So she would go through and carefully crop the National Geographic.
Wow.
So it wouldn't be an occasion of sin. So anyway, I just thought it was in contrast to today, you know, which, you remember that expression, we come a long way, baby?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of like, well, I think it's been mostly downhill. You know?
Yeah, it has been. There's no question about it, Roger. National Geographic, yeah, that was a big, if you couldn't get your hands on a Playboy, you went with the National Geographics. Thanks for the call, Roger. Heather, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Heather.
Hey, I'm like Roger. I was calling in for something else, but after hearing about that babbling idiot, my mind is just all jumbled.
Yeah. One of my teachers was briefly a place kicker for the Eagles, or supposedly he was. His name was Don Burdick. He was the best drop kicker I ever saw. But he, you know, I don't know. I hesitate to even say that story, Heather, because I don't know if I can back it up. Don Burdick, Burdick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah. So what I called for was relate to the woman who called in the 4 o'clock hour about attending school committees and having a couple kids.
Right.
And, you know, just being on top of things.
Yeah.
And I do that same thing here up in Maine. And you got to be involved. You got to have your eyes open. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of opinions, but they don't have the guts to speak up. And sometimes I run my mouth a little bit, but I hope that.
How do they treat you, Heather? How do the elected school committee members treat you? Very quickly.
Oh my God, I'm garbage.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm not surprised though. Thanks for the call, Heather. I'm Howie Carr.